So how's this for payback for government service? You help write the Constitution, you fight the most powerful empire in the world and help defeat them, you handle the accounting for the wobbly new nation who has to rely on cash from France and taxing whiskey distillers to pay its bills in the early going, you die in a duel at the hands of a traitor, you establish the U.S. Treasury as part of your legacy, you get your face on the $10 bill, and then someone decides to put a woman's face on there instead and leave the guy on the $20 bill who hated paper money and actually dissolved the First National Bank in the USA. Poor Alexander. Alexander Hamilton, that is. Douglas Hamilton, who is a descendant of Alexander Hamilton, his great-great-great-great-great-grandson, in fact, had a candid reaction to this development.
You know, the topic is a tough one because we were surprised by the announcement of the Treasury Secretary that he was going to feature a woman's face on the next $10 bill. And not enough to placate us, but he says that, you know, we still have to make some decisions here, but Hamilton will probably be on the bill or he may be on another bill. So the information that we have is not 100% clear on, you know, what Hamilton's role is going to be on the $10 bill. Will he be sharing it or not?
Boy, that is a nasty phone call to have to take, I have to say. Now, let's just stipulate right at the top, even though I poked fun there, we and you particularly don't have a problem with a woman's face on a bill, right?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we think it's time for a woman's face on the bill. But as Ron Chernow has said, you know, it doesn't make sense to commit one political injustice to fix another. And we think that that's what the problem is here, that a woman should be on a bill. We think a $20 bill is a great bill to be on, and certainly taking the place of somebody that doesn't deserve to be on it.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the 20. Andrew Jackson is on the 20. He hated paper money. He wanted to dissolve the National Bank and actually did. He was a holder of slaves, and he didn't much believe in the U.S. Constitution, but he's right there on the 20.
Well, you know, you've kind of spelled out, you know, the fact of the matter is he did hold slaves. And so, you know, if we are trying to promote, you know, symbols of freedom and justice and democracy, that is not a contributor holding slaves. The Cherokee Indians, the Trail of Tears, he marched them out west and thousands of them died. As you pointed out, he did take down the bank. For a person's picture to be on a bill when he was against the banking system, that just doesn't make sense.
Have you discussed this among your family members?
Yes, I have. And I think, you know, everybody's feeling is pretty consistent that obviously Hamilton should be on the 10 and we should do everything we can to help promote putting a woman's face on the 20.
What woman would you want, by the way? They haven't announced who the woman would be. There's a couple of obvious contenders.
Susan Anthony has been mentioned, Eleanor Roosevelt. There's a lot of good candidates, and, you know, we look forward to, you know, seeing them on one bill someday.
And one other argument, Hamilton's on Broadway. Jackson isn't on Broadway.
Yeah, yeah. And that's opening up July 13th, and we got a bunch of people going there, and I've seen the play. It's a great play, lots of action. Does a great job covering the history and getting the message across that Alexander Hamilton was a great man.
Douglas Hamilton is the great, 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 great grandson of Alexander Hamilton. Doug, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.